ones here on ntnradio.com. I'm trying to figure out who won the pose off. I'm going to say you, the listener, won because it was terrible today. Just terrible. You didn't have to see it.
Hey, troll in uniform is never terrible. It's just bad.
Let's not make it about you, Warren, okay? You and your Army days.
And then you guys holding up books like you've read them. I don't know.
Oh, I've read almost every book in my library.
I put up a Spider-Man book.
You've looked at pictures. The show. Only has three books. You don't read. You just look at pictures.
Dr. Seuss only has three books, Warren. All right. Okay. Oh, man. You talk about a sci-fi desert. I feel like we're showing up on Dune or Tatooine because this is a desert of talent.
We're on the final 30 minutes of Dune or something.
Final like 8. I don't know. That movie was like 12 hours long.
Oh my God. It's again.
Hey, when's that miniseries from that coming back?
From the Vikings dude. Vikings dude is cool. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I haven't heard anything about that in a long time.
It's been so long. A while. I don't even remember the name of it.
It's Viking something.
No.
Ragnarok.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, Ragnarok was.
This is how far we've fallen. We're scraping up.
We're looking forward to Dune.
No, we're looking up a TV series from a movie we despise.
Dune Prophecy, that's what it was called.
Called Dune Saving
Grace.
Yeah,
they did what? And then the Witches one. That was. Prophecy was supposed to be the follow up of the miniseries of the Dune Witches.
What the?
I don't even
about.
What language are you talking about?
It doesn't matter. It wasn't very good anyway.
You say the witches, and the only thing I'm thinking is follow the witch's road or whatever. So
Agatha.
That was not that good either.
I heard something about that coming back sooner or coming sooner. I don't know.
Yay.
Boo.
Yeah.
And some of the costumes were pretty neat and the lack of costumes.
I'll show you what I wrote as my note. Right? But Supergirl, there's a big leak that it's going to be all in outer space.
Mm.
So, I mean, correct me if it's wrong, but don't Kryptonians only have powers in, like, yellow suns?
That's right.
They even mentioned it in the last Average Man. The red sun gives them, like, weird powers or highs.
Makes them bizarro. I watched Super Friends as a kid. I know how that works.
That's not how
you
it
do
works.
Everything backwards.
That's not how the Force works.
That's bizarro. It's just terrible. You're just terrible. And it's good to be terrible.
But she's so super cute. Leave her alone. Yeah,
I will admit that.
Okay. I'm going to say this tonight and be calm. I've yet to see her Hey Peter Parker moment.
Okay, but you know when she got...
Well, she hasn't had anything yet.
Well, when she had her virginity stolen from her uncle in the Game of Thrones thing, there was a bit of a titillation. That's all I'm saying.
I think who did she play in Game of Thrones?
The very poor spinoff, the dragons one. Remember?
She's
the younger one. Yeah, man. She went into the whorehouse to find her uncle, and her uncle bamboozled her. Took her virtuosity.
Bamboozled even. Oh.
Malcolm X forever.
I don't think that's the way that went.
Well, I'm giving my AA perspective.
That was the same person.
Oh yeah, that's where she got her start. That's where she became into the superhero realm. I'm telling you, man, as an actor, you get in like one solid role in whatever Game of Thrones, the Stranger Things, boom, you could be set for life. They'll just like Millie. Who's Millie for certain things.
Oh, what is Millie from Stranger Things doing?
Are you kidding? She's got multiple deals everywhere. Everywhere. Godzilla. Maybe you heard of it.
Godzilla. Kajuki.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You're losing the battle, man. You're just trying to put your opinion out there. I'm bringing the facts.
I don't remember.
It doesn't matter. Win or lose, he's got to put something in there.
Things, so I guess I thought her name was like 11 or something.
That's called the name of the character in a film. Like, Luke Skywalker, that's not really his name.
It isn't?
Isn't? What the hell?
You know what?
Far away.
Oh, now, see, that you don't get into it. We've had physics fights before. You don't believe in the multiverse. I say it's mathematically possible. I have math. You've got Hillbilly.
I don't believe in the multiverse, but I do believe there could be. Well, no, I don't believe in aliens.
What?
He don't believe in anything.
Yeah, he's lying. He's trying to get attention.
Well, they would have been here by now.
They were. It's called Ancient Aliens and George Sukalu.
Georgie Sukalu smokes the crack rock.
You two don't understand.
Him, smokes the crack rock.
You don't understand time space at all. Ancient string theory, aliens. Nothing. You don't understand any of it.
Why don't you explain string theory to me?
I'd rather throw a brick against a wall. It would have more.
All you know is the name string theory
and super string theory. Do we want to get into quantum physics? Don't battle me, boy.
String theory's been like everybody's like jumping off that bandwagon because they found out it's wrong. Same with the thing that's going to happen.
Because that's what happened to Sheldon on Big Bang. He dropped string theory, so right. Obviously
Penny
it's bad.
Penny solved it for Christ's sake.
But Penny's hot as hell. Did you see her tummy?
Yeah, that's why she solved it.
She solves all the problems, I think.
He solves a lot for me. I'll tell you what.
This is definitely Phil, a squirrel show.
Phil, that she could be a redhead. Do you know how many marriages she's gone through already? Like at age 26 or 8? I'm just saying there's some luggage that comes with that flight. I'm just most likely. I don't know what you mean. I've never met her. I could be wrong. But
she's just stacking alimony payments or something. I don't know.
She probably makes more money. Big Bang was huge.
But California and places she probably lives, there's no chance the guy's getting any money. There's no palimony.
Yeah, sure there is. Guys do it all the time.
No.
Well, how do you think Bill Shatner's still making all the extra cash?
Off TJ Hooker. Hello. He's still getting residuals from TJ Hooker, sir. TJ Hooker. who's on TJ Hooker?
Heather Thomas.
There we go.
But didn't he do a lot of commercials with Penny?
That's what I'm saying.
Something like that.
A beautiful woman, blonde. It's like a win in the NFL. It covers all the problems.
We're not talking about NFL.
What are we talking about?
All right, let's talk Gen V. We'll talk Gen V and then get into some of the trailers.
Yeah, but now we're a valley. Now it's a dip. I'd rather talk about Pretty Blondes than.
That's actually true.
Gen V, man.
It's just so bad.
This episode was better than the most, but it didn't have much of a hurdle.
It's the tallest kid in short camp, though, Warren.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There wasn't much of a hurdle to get to be the best of the bunch.
It's okay. Freaking fried up Anakin is healed and he's really the baddie. And the other guy was just Russell or something. The Cypher. He's just a
possessed.
So what's Sage going to do when she finds out Cypher is really this burnt up old dude?
Except he's not burnt up now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shouldn't she been able to figure that out?
Here's the thing. All the Oracle, like in the X-Men, all these Foreseers, they're just garbage. They can only see like freaking 8/10 of it, and that's enough to make it skew any direction, even if you did have the intel. They're just ridiculous, the Foreseers.
Like Marie's sister.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're useless. They're useless in the Power Team. They tried it in the X-Men.
I agree with you. Sisters are useless.
that's from your own personal experience. Don't let that impact the rest of us.
Why am I surrounded by projectors? Just one opinion out there. Well, this is the law as it pertains to my personal life.
That's how Phil rolls. If you don't agree, it's just your fault. Life,
sisters are useless. But anyways, wow.
Dude, I don't even want to talk about it. It's so bad.
I don't even remember. Yeah, like I'm struggling. I watched it about a week ago and I'm struggling to remember what it was. Again, as you
mentioned, Warren, there we've talked about it before in Ahsoka, other Star Wars, with Agatha. The production, we've watched these shows that production value is through the roof.
Yeah.
It's awesome. However, the bottom line is storyline, and this is I've seen Scooby-Doo shows that are more intriguing.
Scooby-Doo.
Where are you?
Yeah, coin.
Yeah, I mean,
we started
a little bit with the Vikings, the Dune show with the Viking dude. I'm not necessarily into that story either,
oh,
but
that's
it's
right.
deep.
Ragnar Rothbrok was in that. I forgot.
Yes, he was.
I didn't. What, I only said Vikings of a half dozen times, but the point is.
I don't pay attention to what you say.
What did he say? Morin, did he say something?
No.
So anyway, yeah, I mean, the storyline is just, it's sad. It's contrived. It's trite. It's.
About halfway.
Oh, here's a CW here.
About the fifth. That show's what, 40 minutes long? So about 10 minutes in.
I believe it's 4 or 5 hours
long. It feels, yeah, you're not wrong there. About 10 minutes in, you know, it'd been kind of been, you know, snickered at a little bit that Gedokim was the guy who was the body, the burn up body.
Even
but they
the name.
Didn't really come out and say it, but about 10 minutes in, you absolutely knew it was him. It wasn't a big reveal by the time they got to the big reveal.
I don't even want to talk about it. Like, yeah, I don't care. Yeah, you're not wrong at all. It's just I didn't care. Okay, so it's
Cypher
him.
Was the burnt up body. I don't think Cypher's Gedokton.
No, Cypher.
It's the same
Cypher
deal. That's his title.
Cypher and Gedokton are the same guy.
That's just his supervillain name. Put it that way.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
This show's just not inspired. There's no craftsmanship. There's no.
The guy pretending to be Cypher was a puppet.
I like puppets.
A meat puppet.
Oh, sorry.
Now you got his attention. You guys
and
are
this
horrible.
Is all the fault of Marie, the protagonist.
Yeah, who rescued the
well,
main villain.
Had she given the powers to the blonde girl back, but it's her hate of blonde girls. I don't know. I'm struggling here to find content. but had she given the power back to the blonde girl, she could have maybe tried to read her mind.
Well, I'm struggling to see how this is supposed to have a hard tie-in to the final season of Boys.
Oh, is it the final season coming?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh man, that's
and I am struggling to see how they're going to tie it in because this guy can possess Homelander.
Maybe they both end together like, oh, no more.
You know, I don't know.
The only, and I'll do my own personal projecting. The only thing I kind of enjoyed had a spark was the weapons in their danger room, whatever. The two primary ones I own, which was kind of cool. It's like, I got those are both mine. The dragon sword and then the ringed heavy sword. I'm like, oh, that was cool.
The ringed heavy sword is from the kid with the golden arm. Everybody knows.
Yes. 100%.
It's also in my house at arms.
So you have a prop replica of the kid of the golden with the golden arm?
Yes,
I believe
does.
They have a replica of
That's
Fernando's
the
whole sword.
I even talked to him.
Cool.
I
didn't realize it was a replica of the movie movie prop.
Shaking head.
Hey, here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, is when he brought it into my studio, he didn't
oh, yeah,
know
I forgot
where it
that.
Was from.
From my house. From
and
my
I was
armory.
So mad at him.
So y'all have a certificate
for my
of
weapons.
Authenticity?
I can. It is combat and metal. I will show you the authenticity across your collarbone, sir. It is not meant for slicing. It's meant for bludgeoning.
It's meant for dicing.
Oh, kid with golden arm. Segue into there's going to be a new Big Trouble in Little China. They've already got.
Why
the
are you happy about that?
Because I like the first one.
That Kurt Russell.
Okay. Did you like the show Dukes of Hazzard? You saw what they did. Did you like Chips?
Oh,
you saw
good
what they
point.
Did.
Don't burst my bubble.
See what they
Balls,
did.
Fall guy.
Did you
Super Troopers 2? Super Troopers 2 was just as good as Super Troopers.
Not the same. Super Troopers 2.
That was
a
wasn't
continuation
the 2000s
of
or something.
Story. This is going to be a remake of a classic.
No, it's a sequel. It's not going to be a remake.
Whatever.
Kurt Russell's
really?
Supposed to
like
be in
97
it.
Years old. We saw him.
Hey, 94. Get your facts straight.
In the Godzilla movie thing, he's like 70,000 years old.
He was
the
good.
I don't even know if the chick with the green eyes alive, either of them. All the
Probably
bad
most
people
of them
are
aren't.
They're
and
pretty.
The cool taxi cab driver's gone.
I like the Japanese daughter. She was very pretty. She's from the Samurai Shotgun movie, the series. She won an Emmy or an Oscar or something.
Yeah, and Shogun back in the
80s. There you go. I said Shotgun.
You did say the Samurai Shotgun.
I was trying to figure out Shotgun.
I was getting there, I was getting there. It's a process.
That's from our Asian member of the staff.
Yeah, it's a Japanese shotgun movie. I couldn't figure it. Couldn't pull it.
It's when you get the front seat passenger side.
Yeah, the Toyota.
At least you got the right country. You didn't say Hyundai or.
This is that 100%. Yeah. This is a squirrel show.
Okay, we go. Well, there you named the title of the show, the squirrel show. Oh, great. Well, we got nothing. We got that. We might as well just jump to trailers.
Well, I mean, yeah, just that's a little, we're done. Gen V.
Is there a point to doing the trailers?
Well, I will rescind, stand corrected after watching the trailer. Because I was giving it the business as far as it looked like they're doing another DEI where they changed races where Wonder Man is now black, but they're taking a totally different slant on it. Don't say anything. Yeah. Where now it's about an actor who wants to play the hero who is portrayed as white, either in the comic books or whatever. And then so it's his journey as an actor, and they bring in Gandhi as the Mandalorian actor to help him through his voyage or journey. So they're taking a gamble. They're taking a gamble.
It looked interesting to me.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch. It looks like Warren wants to, but if none of you want to watch it, I'll definitely take it for the team.
Nobody with standards wants to watch it.
But you, I'm talking Phil to you, aren't I? Thing.
Yeah, but Phil will go. It means Phil's going to see it too. He has no standards. We know that.
So here's. I know. I have you guys as friends.
I already said that. So you're that guy in the office who repeats me and takes the credit, you bastard.
I never repeat.
Phil, that was a good line, Phil.
It was mine.
Here's what I want to ask.
It could be a Hawkeye, Phil. It could be Hawkeye.
Did you see, I think it was on Twitter that he was posting up that Samuel L. Jackson.
They're all the same, right?
No.
He's doing a racism.
Lawrence Fishburne. Wants the same to play person. Professor X.
Oh yeah, well they wanted that, and the other guy, they wanted the guy from Gen V and Star Wars, the black guy with the black saber.
Apollo.
He's up for it too. Fans want him to play Xavier's.
No, role. I don't see him. Lawrence Fishburne. I can see it. Yeah, I can see it.
But as they said in the legendary Lethal Weapon,
you're doing this show.
Lethal Weapon 2 or 3. You always sound like you're eating something in your mouth while you're eating the show.
I have big teeth. There's a difference.
And he's not used to them yet.
I'm getting there.
I'm not going to mention the Wolverine corn things again. Anyway, you made me forget my thought, you bastard. I don't know what I was
talking
about. Good,
so we can move on.
So move on. Maybe
I had a point better than anything you all are going
to
say.
I would not be opposed to the Lawrence Fishburne Professor X. I will say that.
Lord Fishburne, did you say?
Yeah, Lord Fishburne.
When did he get promoted? I'm pretty sure he's a professor.
I thought he was a Sith Lord.
A Sith Lord? Ew, that's gross.
Sith. Quit chewing with your mouth open.
I'm funny.
Anyways, I didn't think that was terrible. All right, so you got to go see Wonder Man. I will
definitely
watch it, but it looks terrible.
It looks like they have an idea, and they're going kind of like Wanda and Agatha, so it can break either way. They're going off.
Wanda and Agatha broke to the poo-poo side.
I like WandaVision.
You were like Wanda or Hawkeye, where one broke good and one broke bad.
I meant Agatha, forgive me. I meant Agatha, Christ.
Yeah, he went Agatha or WandaVision.
You guys are worse than the fanboys on comments on like a movie review or something. SMH.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything in that worth watching.
They're taking a gamble. They're taking a chance.
Things not worth watching. It's what brave. Did you want to say about Stranger Things?
It's only for the more elite of the fan base people. It's a final season. Looks good. I enjoyed the past one, and I'm a big fan of Millie's. She's done me right personally. So forget y'all. And it's nice. These guys started, was it like 10 years ago? I mean, they're all like 30 now. They're supposed to be 16, 18. And it looks good.
Yeah, I don't think I've watched a single episode.
I watched
never
the first season. The second season, they lost me.
That's fine to you, Warren. It was the number one Netflix show for about 2 years.
I agree. So, it just didn't. Okay. It had zero appeal.
That's fine. No, that's fine. If it's a, I just want to make sure you weren't taken away. If you personally dislike it, no problems with that. But if you were begrudging them because of their prowess, and they had a great concept, it brought me back to the '80s. The comments, there's just one comment where they're just riding bikes, didn't even have anything to do with superhero stuff. And he's like, "Oh well, you're closer to him than me because you guys met like in third grade." It's just a conversation you would have in sixth grade, and the way they use Star Wars references, as far as like when they met. You know, the Russian guardian for the first time is like, "Oh, he's Lando Calrissian." They used Star Wars references as a way to explain their situation. And so I enjoyed the 80s, and they brought back all the 80s characters. I even met one of them last year, the guy from Full Metal Jacket. So that was just, it was just fun.
Matthew Modine?
Yes. Yeah, I saw him in Santa Barbara in February. February? Yeah.
Now, do you have another? Do you have another restraining order now?
I'll show you the video if you want.
Next name drop.
I was thinking. I was working. Because Warren's back on the show. He's been missing a couple of shows, and I name dropped.
I know he's been name dropping the whole time, and I'm like,
I have no doubt that 100%.
I know real celebrities,
but he can't get any of them to come on the show. He just can't do it.
Well, he's probably like their butler or something. I thought of California to be somebody's butler for sure.
That no, he was a valet parking attendant.
I've seen him drive. He wasn't a valet parking attendant.
And as witnessed, the main reason I bring it up because it gets under these guys' skin. They can't shut up about it. So anyway, I'm winning.
Do we want to talk about the leaked Daredevil trail? That might be the only thing we're talking about. Show.
Kinda.
That was pretty decent.
Jessica Jones is coming back. I'm happy.
So I mean,
Luke Cage is coming back. I'm happy.
A review-ish for the audience that at the latest con, I think it was New York, somebody had Gorilla pirated videotape the trailer drop. It hasn't been released, and then Jessica Jones actually took it and then she forwarded it on her ex Twitter. So that's the lowdown on that, because it hasn't been released yet. Correct?
No, it has not to the public, like not on YouTube or nothing.
So
not
the big reveal.
I'm surprised they didn't just release it right away.
They usually do for Comic-Con, they do. Themselves.
No, well, but I mean to take away the thunder from the person who did it, right? And to give them clear vision. You know, that's how I would
But I'm vision. Because is there a white Vision coming out? I know you guys are happy
about
that.
It's supposed to be.
It's like the White Shadow.
I've heard nothing about, yeah, there was
no, I saw a spin-up of Comic-Con was stuff about Scarlet Witch. Well, they're going to call it Vision Quest or something.
Back to Matthew Modine, but go ahead. Yeah, that was a movie he was in with Val Florentine. And you guys are reminding me; it still gives me pride. You're going to poo-poo it now, but when I blew off an Avenger with the Vision because I wanted to meet Jennifer Connelly, my childhood sweetheart. I never put that together.
Avenger, you guys get out my way.
It's Jennifer Connelly, and by the way, I totally forgot. I just saw it on my feed. I forgot she was in the original Hulk. She was Betsy or Betty.
Yes, she was Betty.
Something like that, yeah.
Betty.
I forgot Betsy. She is part of the Marvel Universe. I mean, even way prior to Vision. So it's a big swath out there.
Betty.
Yeah.
So I mean, that looks good.
It was like a big deal. Punisher.
Punisher's going to be in it. Daredevil. I think Charlie Cox does Daredevil really well.
I don't know about bringing, what's his name, Woogly Scoogly back, his best friend?
Froggy?
Oh, Froggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to bring him back because the following season.
No, keep him dead.
I don't think he is dead.
But I'm saying he's dead.
No, it's going to be back as flashbacks, I think.
That's fine. But once you kill once you bring back characters, it loses a great deal of gravity. It loses one pillar of
right, because
of enjoying
then when
it.
Somebody dies later on, you're like, oh, they'll just bring them back.
I mean, that's why I enjoyed The Walking Dead so much. It's like when a major character went out, especially if it wasn't
Glenn never came
nowhere.
Back. That's why.
Yeah, I mean, like, wait, that's why I'm like, keep it up. TMO will fall if I leave. I know where you're going. Once you bring them back, then it's like, who cares if they? That's the problem with comic books. They kill people all day at left, right, and they come back.
It might as well be a midday soap opera. Days of Our
Lives. At least they come back as a twin that was. They were separated in Munich you know, by Austin Powers or something. It's not just straight up, oh, they're back.
Yay, boo. I'm like, I don't know who to yay or. Are soap operas still on? Is that a reference?
I think online, they are. And okay. By the way, because there was a time when that whole golden era of like General Hospital, All My Children, it was nothing to watch when you got home from school until the after school specials at 4 o'clock or something. But yeah, and then during a summer break, I got into them. The guy had played Robert Scorpio in General Hospital just died. That was cool. He was an international double knot spy, and they had to take Laura's clothes off because she had a fever, and they buried her in hot rocks on a mystery island. Yeah, there was some good stuff for kids back then.
I mean, it was like the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills before all that drama.
Yeah, except it was less scripted.
Bad boy.
But yeah, I think there are a few still
believable.
They're still streaming back then. I mean, back now. Sorry, I think there's still summer streaming
during the day.
I don't think we can. I'm sure it's a Google click away, but I don't want
to do that. That's wasting our time.
That's too much work.
But they did again as a kid. They did had some. They had some smoke shows. They had some
hotties. There was some hot women on there.
Yes, very much so. Anna
it launched the career of many an actress.
And in the connection, number one, his wife in real life is Laura. Yeah, from General Hospital. You know what I'm talking about.
Who's
number one? Jonathan Franks, the director of all the Star Trek.
Oh, I didn't know that.
His wife is Laura for 30 years or something.
Wow, I did not know that.
Trivia of the day. So this is how low we have fallen. We're talking about soap operas.
That's how bad this sci-fi is.
Squirrel.
Here's the thing. How bad sci-fi is right now.
Next week,
the
only show we have is Gen V, and it is heading into the toilet faster than Taco Bell.
Here's the thing, man.
It's already in the toilet. What are you
next
talking about?
Next week is a carbon copy of today, except we have no trailers. That's what makes it so bad.
And the following week, there's nothing. Unless we find something to pull out of the rear end.
What's this? I can kill 2 weeks from now. It'll be boring as hell. But Warren, we're going to need a top 10 list of something.
So shut your ugly face. Shut your ugly face.
That way I'll come up.
I will come up something and send it to you so you can put your list together.
I'm going
to
do it. That way you don't know what it is, so you can't prepare.
I don't know, Phil. I'm thinking glue those new choppers together. Stop talking. You don't know what you're unleashing. You don't know the Pandora's box you're opening here.
New listeners haven't gotten to hear Warren's top 10 list. And
top 26 and my two number eights.
Well, I only did 10, but I have 18 honorable mentions.
That's fine. But then he shares them.
Yeah, I know. It's like no one cares.
I'll start with my first honorable mention and work up to my favorite.
And then Fernando is like, one, two eights, a six. Well, Fernando can't count to 10.
I left my abacus at home. I can't. That's when we were in the studio. I didn't have all my apparatus eyes.
You didn't know how to write. You didn't know English.
Oh, there's for all the fans out there. There's the end of this show.
What are we gonna do next
thank
week,
the baby Jesus? I'm gonna thank baby Jesus that this show's over.
I know. You know how like
ancient aliens.
There've been other shows, MASH or Three's Company. They do a review. What if we do a marathon on our own of Resident Alien and we just reminisce over shows? Look at that. Just a thought. Put it on the table because we got nothing.
Best thing ever, but we'd have to do that over like 6 weeks. Maybe we'll just continuously do that until they bring it back.
Or we just watch episodes on the show and we'll talk. Oh, wait, there's copyright issues.
Totally do a MST 3000 for that. Mystery Science Theater?
Oh, sorry, what was that? Oh my God,
that'd be great.
Stranger Things.
Anyways.
And the show, please, just kill it. Let's put it out of its misery.
All right, we'll be back next week.